Michigan. The place I love, the place I enjoyed my Labor Day holiday weekend. In the middle of forgotten America, I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. And here are three big things you need to know. Still monitoring Hurricane Dorian. That's number three. Hurricane Dorian still moving its way up from the Bahamas now very, very slowly. The devastation in the Bahamas, serious. We'll get to that. Number two, dairy farmers in Michigan facing tough times, from depressed prices to a failure to get the USMCA in place to Trump's tariff war with China, all having an impact, and they say they need a break from it all. And number one, tens of thousands of Michigan residents, better known as snowbirds, that fly south for the winter in Florida. Many have second homes there, again, watching this hurricane as it moves its way north. Dorian is a Category 3 now. A Category 3 now is Dorian, moving its way north. It appears that it has done tremendous damage to the Bahamas, but for Florida, it looks like it has taken a critical turn north. It was a critical turn. It went to the north. It stayed off the coast. Most of the hurricane staying off the coast. The cone of uncertainty, the cone of death and destruction now, staying away from Florida for the most part. In fact, talking to people and relatives in Orlando here just in the last few hours, Orlando only expecting 40 and 50 mile an hour winds. That's it. Grand Bahama's got a storm surge of 18 feet. Outer rain bands have arrived in parts of Florida, giving heavy rain and gusty winds to the very coast, but not nearly as bad as it would have been if the eye of the storm had come across Florida itself. So dodging a bullet, that's one way to put it, that's for sure. All right, so thousands. No. Let's look at Michigan. No hurricanes, earthquakes, not to speak of. No tsunamis, a giant wildfires, no. A tornado here and there, that's about it. We do pretty well by not having all these critical, nasty things happen here. But Grand Bahama, Freeport, Marsh Harbor, those places just getting pounded. Not here, though. And as a result, it was a pretty decent Labor Day weekend. A pretty decent Labor Day weekend. And thousands made the traditional crossing of the Mackinac Bridge for the 62nd Labor Day walk. They made their way across the bridge. About 30,000 people crossing the five-mile span yesterday, according to the Mackinac Bridge Authority. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer among those who started at about 7 a.m. in St. Ignace. Mostly cloudy mid-morning skies, followed by some early rain, so it was a bit wet and windy and, you know, not great. The walk was Whitmer's first as governor. In a statement, she said it was an honor to participate in the Pure Michigan tradition, the third year without vehicle traffic coming during the walk, which was altered out of security concerns in 2017. Heavy security presence, numerous state police troopers stationed along the route, Army Coast Guard boats circling the bridge as well. Under the new format, the bridge is closed to traffic from 6:30 until noon, except for emergency vehicles. Back and forth bus transportation is no longer provided. Walkers have the option of departing from either end and walking the full length or turning around mid-span. Walkers must reach the midpoint by 10 o'clock in the morning to walk the full length. After that, troopers began turning people around at either tower. Last year was the first time that walkers were allowed to start from either end. And so there you have it. You can walk across the bridge, it's closed to traffic, and everybody can participate. And they did. So there you go. All right, here's a new bill being put forth by a state representative in Iron Mountain, Bo LaFave. He's gotten a lot of attention for being kind of a firebrand, to say the least. And he says he believes Michigan residents should not have to pay sales tax to exercise their Second Amendment right to bear arms. He introduced legislation at the end of last week that would exempt firearms and ammunition from the 6% state sales tax, pointing out no other rights enshrined in the Constitution are subjected to taxation. The state doesn't tax our right to free speech. It doesn't tax our right to vote. It doesn't tax our right to seek counsel in trial. So why on earth is the state allowed to make a direct commission off our right to bear arms? It's a pretty fair question, actually. He believes taxation on guns and ammunition makes the Second Amendment right to bear arms less of a legal right. And by the way, while he puts this forth, remember, some Democrats are talking about raising taxes on guns and ammunition. 30% tax on guns is what Elizabeth Warren wants. A 50% tax on ammunition is what Elizabeth Warren wants. Much bigger taxes for guns and ammunition. LaFave says that's crazy. The current sales tax in use on Michiganders' rights to bear arms is the state government failing to recognize it as a legal right, says LaFave. He's concerned the sales tax makes guns and ammunition too expensive for some low-income Michigan residents, taking away their fundamental right to keep and bear arms. And at the same time, some Democrats, don't even believe you have the right to keep and bear arms at all. Trust me on this. Beto, you can call me Robbie O'Rourke. He believes that the government has the right and the duty to take away guns from law-abiding citizens. He F-bombed a few times over the weekend, just to emphasize his point. He's emotional about it, but I don't think, you know, F-bombing makes his argument particularly stronger. I don't see that. But I want you to hear this. It's bite number two from Beto O'Rourke talking about taking these guns away from law-abiding American citizens forcefully. Bite two. Go.
What is profane is a 17-month-old baby being shot in the face. What is profane is losing the life of a high school student in that shooting yesterday who will not be returning to school tomorrow. What is profane is 40,000 gun violence deaths in this country. What we've been saying, the rhetoric we've been using, the policies and practices and politics of this country has not been as urgent as not enough as needed. Doesn't meet this crisis. So let's speak clearly and bluntly and then take decisive action. Universal background checks, red flag laws, ending the sales of weapons of war, but also importantly and politically difficult to say, buy those weapons of war back. Mandate that, not voluntarily.
Mandate.
Let's be really clear with our fellow Americans. No place for an AK-47 or an AR-15 on the streets of our communities.
And then what's next? Honestly, what guns are next? Because if you haven't heard, here are the facts. Between 2000 and 2018, according to the FBI statistics I can find, less than 800 people in America died by being shot from AR-15s or AK-47s. That's one person every 9 days, right? That's what it is. That's the total number. It's 41 people a year on average. That's it, 41 people. And so when that doesn't work, because it won't have much of an impact, if somebody wants to buy a shotgun or a handgun or whatever they might have because they are possessed to do something evil and going on a shooting spree, what guns are next? Because there will be some, because when they realize the AK-47, the AR-15s and so on and so forth, that didn't stop mass shootings. Now it'll be the semi-automatic shotguns, the semi-automatic hunting rifles, the handguns. It's all on the list, and it's one thing at a time, one after the other, after the other. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be back after this.
Want to lose 4 inches in just 2 weeks? You can with Wyckoff Wellness and Verju Laser Treatments. The Verju is cutting-edge laser technology that melts away the fat and sculpts your body. Treatments take less than an hour. Sculpt your hips, thighs, waist, or upper arms with the Verju Laser. And Verju is specially priced this month. What are you waiting for? Verju is FDA approved, and Wyckoff Wellness has the only Verju in Michigan. Call now, 517-333-7270, or log on to Wyckoff Wellness.
For more than 65 years, Enbridge has been safely delivering the North American energy you rely on to fuel your vehicle, heat your home, and power commerce and manufacturing. We're proud to be a part of communities across Michigan and contribute millions in local property taxes each year, which helps support schools, emergency responders, and local government needs. At Enbridge, we're helping to fuel your quality of life. Learn more at Enbridge.com/Michigan. Enbridge. Life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.